The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Here's what's cooking on the day's Sports Stove podcast. It is an instant reaction to the NFL first round draft. Lots to cover in a very short amount of time. That's what's cooking on the day's Sports Stove podcast.
From Belly Up Sports and the Belly Up Podcast Network, you're listening to the Sports Stove podcast with your host, Vince Stover.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up in me?
Welcome into an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Podcast, presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. Join the flavor revolution and do it at righteousfelon.com. The promo code is STOVE15. That's STOVE15. You're going to get 15% off your purchase. The family is in bed. It is 11:40 at night, and the draft, first-round draft, is winding down. San Francisco on the clock currently, Buffalo to follow, and that'll wrap up the first round. I'm trying not to wake up my wife or kids. So if you have to turn it up a little bit, I apologize. But I just wanted to kind of give an instant reaction to what went on in the NFL draft in round number one. Winners and losers, some surprise picks, of course. The offense ruled the night in the first round. Let's see here. It was 14 straight offensive players off the board, a new record in the NFL draft. Along with that, we saw six quarterbacks go in the top 12 picks. Not the trades that we were expecting. The Jets moved up, the Vikings moved up one spot to number 10. Most people had them going up into the top six. That being said, they did not. Very few trades happen here during the draft. A couple here towards the end of the draft. The Chiefs move up with the Bills. The Lions moved up with the Cowboys as well, and I'm sure there was another one somewhere in there that I'm missing, but nonetheless, not a lot of movement, not what we were expecting, at least here in the first round. Let me start off with some winners and losers here in the first round. And let's start off with some surprise picks, I guess, because I still got two more picks to go here as the first round is winding down. Not a whole lot of surprise necessarily at the top. The Chargers go with Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Top lineman by pretty much everyone's account, J.C. Latham, had been mocked to the Chargers by a lot of guys first thing Thursday morning. So it seemed like maybe they had heard something and they knew something, but they were just guessing that that was the kind of player that Jim Harbaugh would like. Ultimately, Joe Alt goes to Notre Dame, so there might be a little bit of a shuffle where if he plays left tackle, then Slaughter will have to move to right tackle. I'm sure that's not a bad problem to try to figure out there. The Giants go with Malik Nabers at six, which is where we had him mocked. A lot of people were talking the Giants were going to go get a quarterback here in round number one. They get a playmaker in Malik Nabers, their wide receiver. The Bears not only get their quarterback in Caleb Williams, they get a receiver as well in Roma Dunze, which was a big pick. Probably the biggest surprise in the first round, though, was Atlanta sticking at eight and taking Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. I don't see this as a good thing for Atlanta. Is it a bad thing? Not necessarily, but man, what do you do for your team this year by taking Michael Penix? Now, maybe they know something about Kirk Cousins that we are not yet aware of, but their deal is they love Michael Penix. They had to go get him, but I do not understand this pick. If you're trying to win this year, you needed to build your team this year. And instead, they get a backup quarterback either in Michael Penix or in Kirk Cousins. And that's a lot of draft capital and salary that is tied up now in that position. Long term, is it a good thing? It very well could be. Short term, this really hurts their opportunities, I think, for this coming season, because they could have gotten a impact player at eight for this year. Outside of that, the offensive linemen, it just kind of depended on how it was ultimately ranked. There wasn't a lot, it was the guys we were expecting overall. Green Bay went a direction that this name was there in Green Bay pretty much all week leading up to it. Jordan Morgan, the old lineman out of Arizona. Outside of him, it was, you know, Guyton, Barton, Fuanu, Fuaga, Mims is included in that, Fashanu from Penn State, Latham and Alt. So all those were expected to go. Nine total O-line up to this point. Again, when I'm doing this recording, San Francisco's pick is in and Buffalo still has to pick, but nine currently offensive linemen are gone. The Chiefs go up and get Xavier Worthy. They trade with the Bills to get them, and that surprises me a little bit. The Bills, they really only get a third round pick out of the trade, and they lose a fourth round pick out of the trade. So I'm a little surprised by this trade. Again, these are two teams that are going to have to go through each other to get to the Super Bowl. So, but the Chiefs go up and get Xavier Worthy, the receiver out of Texas. I personally liked Adonai Mitchell better, but they go with Xavier Worthy. So that goes down. Let's see here. No really others. I mean, just the defense falling, which means the cornerbacks fell. The first cornerback was taken at 22 when the Eagles took Quinyon Mitchell. Then the Lions moved up to 24 to get Terrion Arnold. So that was a bit of a surprise as well. I was really surprised with, another receiver just went to the 49ers and Ricky Pearsall. That's, I don't understand that one. I was really surprised with, the Colts at 15 taking Liatu Latu. Listen, he's got these injury issues, and I don't understand how you can overlook that. He was the first edge rusher taken. So he was taken over Dallas Turner. He was taken over Jared Verse. That one really surprised me. I really thought he was going to fall because of injuries. And when you have your pick, and that was the first, that was the first defensive player taken in the draft. And the Colts chose to go with him. I think that's a mistake. But again, they get paid to do this. I do not. So hopefully they're right for their sakes for sure. Let's get into some winners and losers. Winners on the night. Let's start off with the number one overall picks, the Chicago Bears. I think that they are a winner here in round number one. Like I said earlier, they get their quarterback, Caleb Williams, as well as a dynamic receiver in Rome Odunze. Now, they've only got two picks left in this draft. Number 11 overall in the third round, number 22 overall in the fourth round. Can they make more than that? Sure, they can trade future draft picks to get up and do different things, but I think a really good picks for them here in round one, getting Williams and Odunze. I think Arizona is a winner in this draft as well. Another team that had two picks in the first round, Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4, and then the edge rusher Darius Robinson at 27. I really liked him as well. I did not have him mocked in my first round. I probably would have if I did not have the Raiders moving up to get Michael Penix, which obviously they did not do. He was drafted earlier, but I really liked Darius Robinson. I mentioned him on Wednesday's show about, hey, there's a chance that this guy could go in the first round. I think Arizona did really well with the two picks that they had. Let's talk about Detroit. Detroit makes a move to move up ahead of Green Bay, trades with Dallas, gets Terrion Arnold, I think the best cornerback in the draft, and they get him at 24 to really bolster that defensive backfield for Detroit. I think that's a win as well. Minnesota is another team that gets in the win category for me. Now, let me explain it. They get J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner. I don't love J.J. McCarthy, but they got their quarterback without having to really lose much. They moved up one pick, they exchanged some other draft picks later on. So they do lose a little bit here, but they didn't have to go up and lose both of their first round picks. And that allowed them to move up at later in the first round to 17 and get Dallas Turner, one of the best edge rushers in the draft. So I think the Vikings have to be winners here as well. And then the last winner I'll give you right now, and we'll figure out, Carolina has just traded up to 32 from 33. So they're going to move up into the first round, just one pick higher with Buffalo. Interesting. We'll see how that goes down. But the last winner I've got is the New York Giants. The Giants, again, they picked at number 6. They stayed where they were. They didn't go for a quarterback they didn't believe in. and they get a playmaker in Malik Nabers. And I think that's a really big deal for New York. They need playmakers. So I think they are winners as well. Talking about the losers, we mentioned it earlier with Atlanta. I just don't get it. Michael Penix Jr., I don't understand with having Kirk Cousins, signing Kirk Cousins. And again, if there's something they know that we don't about the injury, that maybe he's actually not going to be ready, that's one thing. But I just do not understand this. I do not think it was a very smart play on their end whatsoever. I think Atlanta's a loser. They did not get better for this year, in my opinion. I also think the Colts are losers in this draft, in the first round here. They go out, like I said, Laiatu Latu from UCLA. He's going to get hurt. I don't think he's going to have a long career. And if I'm wrong, then that's good. That's a good thing. I mean, we want him to have a long career. We don't want him. But I think that's a really risky pick for Indianapolis. And I think that makes them losers. Green Bay is another one. And I'm a Packer fan. There were options at this pick at 25 that I thought were better. Tyler Guyton was available at this time. Grant Barton was available at this time. Cooper DeJean was available at this time. And they go with Jordan Morgan. He's a big boy, 6'5", 311, out of Arizona. He's got a bunch of starts under his belt at left tackle. I just feel like he could have got him later on. I'm just not happy with the pick. I think they're losers. And again, I hope I am proven wrong with this one as well. I might include Buffalo as losers. They haven't picked up a whole lot and moving down twice now. They really didn't gain a whole lot, in my opinion. I don't think the value they got back in trading down was very good. And so they're not going to get any picks in the first round. I'm sure at 33, they can go get a receiver or maybe trade back again. But without the quarterbacks really being there, who's going to trade up at this point? We will see. Buffalo will have the night to figure out who they want to pick first overall in the second round. But Carolina ends up getting the final pick in the first round. And as I'm doing this show right now, Roger Goodell is announcing this pick. And the pick is going to be, come on, Roger, it's the end of the night. Let's get to it, please. The final pick of the first round is going to be Xavier Leggett, the wide receiver from South Carolina. So again, I don't think it's a bad pick necessarily from the Panthers. They get a guy that's played college nearby. If you're Buffalo, you've traded back twice, and both of the people you traded with picked receivers. And so it just makes you wonder, are you missing out on people that would have helped your team? I don't know. Xavier Leggett has a makeup that could make him very good. He hasn't necessarily proven, in my opinion, that he's that kind of talent just yet. He ran a 4.39 in the 40-yard dash, which is obviously very good. He's got very good size to him as well. So anyways, Buffalo Bills will be on the clock first in the second round. Will they win? Will they lose? Will they get a good pick? Will they get a bad pick? Well, we'll figure it all out in the second round. So Cooper DeJean does not make it into the first round, which is really intriguing to me. He has a Micah Hyde type ability in my, that's how I feel about him. And I think that could be really intriguing here in the second round. So he's going to fall out. In my mock, I had Jassard Newton, the defensive tackle, in the first round. He did not go in the first round. TJ Tampa, the corner, not super surprising, but I had him mocked at 27. He does not go in the first round. Enos Rakestraw Jr. from Missouri did not go in the first round. And Junior Colson, who there was a lot of chatter about him rising up boards, he also does not make it into the first round. Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama, also another player not going in the first round. And we've seen his name dropping a little bit. That being said, if you go back and look at my mock draft, which you probably don't care about, but let's see here. I'm going to end the night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 exactly hit on the nail. Picked them in the right spot with the right team, to the right person. I added as well, let's see here, 1, 2, 3 other teams that I got the right player with the right team, just at the wrong draft pick, which I think is pretty decent. And then I've got an additional 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks where it was the right position, but the wrong player to the right team. So anyways, it's a lot of fun. I love doing the mock draft. I love doing drafts as a whole. I was on with the DJ and Kelsey, the guys from High Low Sports on Belly Up YouTube throughout the night as well. If you want to go back and listen to that and the complete coverage from the first round, they did a great job over there as well. But it's midnight. It's time for me to go to bed. I'm too old for this. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that this is a, you know, a quick little thing for the maybe probably in the morning as you're driving to work or while you're at work, have a chance to kind of get instant reaction from the draft. We'll be back Wednesday to talk more about the draft as a whole. And I might even come back on Saturday at some point and talk about the second round. You know, just kind of go from there a little bit. Also, we'll just kind of see how it all breaks down. But thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it, and would love to hear your thoughts on how your team did in the first round as well. Don't forget to go visit righteousfelon.com. Get yourself some beef jerky. Use the code STOVE15 at checkout. You're going to get 15% off your purchase. Thanks for tuning into this short edition of the Sports Stove Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.